Hi, my name is Kayla Ordonez, KAYLAORDONEZ, and I'm recording my interview with
Gabriela Flores, GABRIELLA Flores, FLORES.
And Gabriela, you are from
La Jolla, LAJOYA.
And today is the date of September 28th, 2024, and we are conducting this interview at the John E. Connor Museum at the Texas A&M University, Kingsville, as a part of the university's 2024 Tamalada Festival. So, to begin with, what do tamales mean to you?
Tamales mean to me family and gathering. So, usually when we eat tamales, we are gathering in some type of way. As a family, we're either making them or we just go buy them, because the process of making tamales is really hard, and my family has got over the years has gotten a little like, no, we're not making that. So it just means family to me.
And then, do you have any special memories regarding tamales?
Special memories that I have regarding tamales are the process of making tamales. So my grandma used to make tamales with her sisters, and they would all be in one house, and someone would have like the process of making the filling, and then someone else would have the process of making the masa. It just depended, but I think it's a really special memory because I was so little, so I would just watch. I wouldn't do anything. I wouldn't do much. I would just wait for them to come out, and that was really special to me.
And then you did mention that your family doesn't cook tamales as much anymore, just because it is a lot of work. And so, do you think you would step forward to restart up that tradition in the future with your future family or anytime soon?
I think, I mean, I do know how to cook, and I cook a lot of different things that my family has taught me throughout the years. I just don't know, like, the main, things, one being, tamales. And so if I was given, like, the recipe that my family has, because, I mean, I like the taste of how we make them. If I was given the recipe, I think, not now, but maybe when I have my own family, I would like to start that tradition solely on the holidays.
And so how do you eat your tamales?
I eat my tamales. I love to eat my tamales with salsa verde. I love salsa verde. I will never not eat my tamales with that. But since being in Kingsville, I have not been able to find a good salsa that I like, so I would have to make it, and I really don't cook here. So most of the time, it's kind of controversial, but I like to eat my tamales with some type of sauce. So sometimes I eat it with ketchup, and yeah.
And then if you do purchase your tamales, where is a store or community that you'll be purchasing it from?
So usually if I'm in the valley and we do purchase tamales, we purchase them from this chain, and it's called Delia's Tamales. Those are like the best tamales that you'll ever get in the valley. They are so good. They're so popular. For the holidays, you have to pre-order them. You can't just go and pick them up because they do sell out like in 2 seconds. So we usually get them from there. And if we don't, we have local panaderias and like bakeries that do also make tamales, and so we'll usually get them there. And then since being in Kingsville, I've been craving tamales, so I just get them from HEB to fulfill my craving.
Okay, and so what would you say would be your favorite kind of tamales?
My favorite kind of tamales is chicken and cheese. I love chicken and cheese, and I also really like pork, but I just, cream cheese is one of my favorite things in the world, so.
And so, what is the most unusual filling you've seen?
The most unusual filling I've seen, it's crazy because one time, I was little, and this was when my grandma was still alive. She made tamales, and I thought she was such a weird person because she made tamales de elote. And I was very much like, what is this? Because I had never seen that before, like, in my life. And I was just like, grandma, you're weird. And then I tried them, and they were good. It's just not something that I would eat, like, on a daily. Like, I prefer to have protein in my tamal. So I think that's definitely the most unusual feeling that I've ever seen in my life.
Okay, and so this will conclude our interview. Thank you for your time.